Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peterson.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peterson.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
All right, we continue on. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM 570 LA Sports. Hey, don't go anywhere. Don't make that mistake.
Don't do it.
Don't go anywhere. We've got more tickets for the Dodger game coming up Tuesday.
Come join us. Join us in the suite.
Be a part of the family. You'll have an opportunity, two tickets to the AM 570 suite. Tuesday, game is at noon. We'll be giving them away between now and 3 o'clock. And by the way, if you don't have the free iHeartRadio app, what are you doing? You need that. It's the only way you can podcast the show. Kevin puts it up the minute we get off the air each and every day. So if you've missed anything, feel free to check out the podcast. During the 1 o'clock hour today, I thought Rob Parker was basically as good as Rob Parker can be.
It's weird, Fred.
Well, and that makes him good.
Okay. Yeah. No, it was great. He's just weird.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about leaving your underwear behind.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody will pick up some traveling tips from Rob. And during the noon hour, David Basset was on.
he only watches the single underwear.
That's right. He buys them individuals, not out of the pack. David Basset on during the noon hour today, and he talked about what happened at Dodger Stadium last night and the fact that Clayton Kershaw is on the injured list, and nobody really knows how long he is going to be away. Now, call Pacific Coast Termite for a free home inspection before termites start doing their damage. Certain restrictions apply. Mention AM 570. And get a 10% off special deal on termite treatments and a 2-year guarantee on their work. Call 800 Pacific. That's 800 Pacific. And now, with the Daily Haiku at 2, it'll get us through the weekend and get us ready, Rodney, for the beginning of the week.
We got it.
We welcome on Vic the Brick. And Vic, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Fred. It's tranquility through this tumult.
What's the tumult?
Game 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell you, the Kings came out a little slow last night.
A little bit.
A little psyched out. They thought too much. You got to really stay totally empty. I really recommend the club writing haikus up in Edmonton before the game.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Just get empty. This is it. Just have some fun. Kick some oil or tarkus and move on.
I've lived my life empty, Vic.
Oh.
That's a good thing, Fred.
Is it?
Oh.
Yes.
Too much information.
It's a state of nirvana, Fred. Emptiness. You can get empty.
Yeah.
You're in nirvana.
Empty your mind.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh.
Exactly right, Rodney.
Okay.
Rodney Peet representing clarity today. Good afternoon, Rodney.
VTB on a Friday.
Yeah.
Do you like football?
Love football, but it's all about puck right now.
Okay.
He guides our Zamboni. He's Kevin Fickers.
Come on, Nat.
First of all, I ain't no bitch.
Nobody ever accused you, Kevin.
He's riding the ones and the twos on our amazing audio journey. It is Ronnie Fascio. I've been watching sumo all week, fellas.
Oh, it's back?
It's back. It's day five.
Well, why didn't you tell us when it started again?
Because it was a wacky schedule this week, Fred.
What's with Waka Taka Kage?
You know, he won the last tournament, you remember, in Osaka.
Yeah.
Off to a sluggish start in Tokyo. Yesterday, he was a victim of what really is a cheap shot.
Oh, no.
A dirty move where, you know, with the two wrestlers, when they begin the match, they go head-to-head and they lock horns, basically.
Right.
Yeah. Like rams.
Yeah.
Exactly. Some wrestlers, if they know they have no shot of victory, they will step aside and let the wrestler burst through and get himself eliminated because he's going out of the dojo.
Right.
Oh, they'll do the ole, like bullfighting?
Exactly. The ole. So Waka Taka Kage is fighting Hoshoru, who showed me what a cheap shot artist he is by doing the old ole, Rodney.
Oh,
and
no.
Waka Taka Kage flies out of the ring.
Oh, no.
Cheap shot.
Sounds that's pretty so, smart to me.
It's horrible.
Sounds smart, Vic.
That's so chicken. You know, that's chicken, you know what, Vic.
Wait a minute. In a competition.
Exactly.
Wait. Competition. Okay, they square up.
Fight me.
They
come
move forward.
Now.
He just steps out of the way.
Like a boxer not throwing a punch in a boxing match, Fred.
Yeah, but if he doesn't throw a punch, he's going to get beat.
No, it can run the whole fight.
You have to honor the sport of sumo and honor the fans who are paying thousands of dollars just to enter the arena and really get your sumo on. Cheap shots like that, from my perspective, are not tolerated.
What did the fans do?
The fans were very upset. They didn't throw their cushions.
No.
Which is a good sign. When they throw their cushions, they're very happy. But no one threw their cushions. They were just like in stunned silence because Waka Taka Kage is, you know, one of the favorite sons.
And what did Waka Taka Kage do?
Listen. Poise. Class. Got back in the ring, bowed to Hoshoru, and, you know, picked up the loss. He's now 2-2, going into, you know, going into day five today. There are some surprises, though.
Oh?
The big Bulgarian.
Oh.
Bulgarian.
5-0.
They got a Bulgarian in there?
Absolutely. He's been doing it for like a decade.
Son of a gun.
Right? I didn't know there was anybody that wasn't Japanese.
Well, a lot of Mongolians, Fred. There is the big Bulgarian.
The big Bulgarian. What's his name, Vic?
Aoyama.
Oh! He got a Japanese name?
Oh, yeah. When you enter the dojo, become a sumo wrestler, you change your name.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
what's his real name, Boris?
I just call him the big Bulgarian, Fred.
Yeah. I wonder what his real name is, Vic.
I'll have to do some research on that.
What's
Aoyama's real name?
Aoyama?
Aoyama,
Fred. Aoyama.
Y-A-M-A. Aoyama.
Aoyama. Maybe Kevin can look that up. Figure out what this guy's real name is.
Boris.
We'll call him the Big Bulgarian.
Right.
Let's just go with that, Fred. The Big Bulgarian.
Okay. But I'm thinking, if he's from Bulgaria, he might be Boris. That's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't pigeonhole anybody for it in 2022. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fred, his real name is Daniel.
Daniel.
Daniel Ivanov. That's his real name.
Ivanov. Now, here you go. Ivanov.
That's good research, K-Fig.
Yeah.
He's never won, Vic?
He's always in the top level. I don't believe he hasn't won a tournament in years.
How do the people in Japan feel about a Bulgarian in the sumo tournament?
They love him. He's one of the favorites. They love him.
Does he have endorsements in Japan?
Yes. Big fan club. Aoyama.
Okay.
Great match was Waka Taka Kage's brother, Waka Mataharu.
Well, no. Wait, go back.
Had a great match yesterday. Waka Matahara.
Waka Taka Kage's got a brother named what?
Waka Mataharu.
Waka Mataharu.
That's his brother. There's two brothers.
Younger brother, older brother?
believe it's his older brother.
Okay.
What's their last name, Vic?
Well, this is their sumo names, Fred. But they come from a great wrestling family in Japan. But the brothers are both in the top level, which is very rare to see brothers in the top level of sumo together. But he was fighting Ura yesterday, Wakamataharu.
Yeah.
Ura.
And he threw Ura to Yokohama. I mean, it was a beautiful frontal thrust.
Where'd he throw it, Vic?
To Yokohama. Beautiful frontal thrust.
Vic, can I ask you, where are you watching these sumo wrestling matches on? What channel am I searching for?
Please don't do that.
NHK.
Please don't, Rodney.
Why?
NHK. On your local cable package. NHK. It's Japanese TV. Everything's in English.
NHK.
NHK. Everything's in English.
Okay.
You know, the commentating.
So the play-by-play's in English.
Play-by-play's in English. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's spectacular.
Why did you not want?
I thought he'd go into a 40-minute dissertation on where you could see it, and we just don't have enough time.
Of course.
That's all.
No, NHK, it's sensational station.
Vic, how much time between matches?
Well, when they do the replay package, there's very little time. It's just about a 30-minute package of highlights that they'll show maybe three times a day on NHK. And it's just boom, 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 boom. It's like, you know, 10, 12 matches in a row.
How long does a match usually take?
Maybe 10, 15 seconds. A long match would be like a minute and a half. It would be very long.
So there's no, and that's the end of the first period?
No.
The match, Fit.
You go to your done.
Exactly right. And if both wrestlers leave the dojo at the same time to the naked eye, they'll have a conference of the judges, and they'll order bonus sumo. They'll replay the match.
What do you mean if both leave at the same time?
If their hands or feet leave the dojo at the same time, and it's so close that you can't, it's simultaneous, they'll replay the match.
Do they use instant replay?
Yes. Yes, they do. Just like in baseball.
Do you have to throw a flag to use your challenge?
The judges will make the call. The judges will make the call.
Is it like Olympic boxing where some of the judges are paid off?
No. Not at all, Fred.
Mm.
It's pure.
So right now in the competition, who's leading?
Well, Aoyama is 5-0.
Okay.
Right now, the big Bulgarian.
The big Bulgarian. Yeah.
Oh, it's fine. It's Yamamoto. Yuko and my personal favorite, Takayasu. We call him the Bear.
Yeah.
He's 1-4. He's off to a slow start.
Oh, no. What's his problem, Vic?
I think he's injured. You know, it's like Kershaw. Did we know he was injured? Yeah. We didn't know Kersh was injured.
No. You know, Mookie last year was injured. We didn't know.
You don't know.
Vic, when they walk, does the earth move?
Well, think 400, 450 pounds. But also, you know, there's some lighter sumo guys. You know, they go 250, 275. There's a lighter sumo as well.
Yeah, but do they ever have a shot at winning this thing?
It'll be a long shot. Terano Fuji, who is the Yokozuna, which is the top level, you know, he was shocked in the last tournament, but he was injured, but he was wrestling with an injury. But he's back. He's 4-1. And I'd say the Terano Fuji would be the inside favorite right now. With 10 matches to go. Terano Fuji. He just took care of Hokuto Fuji yesterday.
Yeah.
It was Fuji on Fuji crime, basically. But thank you so much.
Vic, what's the age ranges?
Two shows nightly in the Fukushima Hilton. Thank you.
Well, what are the age ranges of the sumos, Vic?
It's a great question, Fred. They can go from 22 to 37.
So there's no Tom Brady at that age.
Well, if you're in your late 30s, when a couple of sumo guys are, which is an incredible feat to be still doing sumo when you're 37, 38. But there's a couple guys in that age range, and they're still effective. They're not going to win the tournament, but they're still very effective.
How much money do they make?
Well, they make, I would say, close to $1 million a year.
The good ones or all of them?
The good ones.
Are most of them married?
Yes.
Is it a big honor to marry a sumo?
Oh, absolutely. These are rock stars, Fred. These are rock stars in Japan. Are you kidding me?
They really are, aren't they, Vic? They're big time. Yeah. They're gods among men.
La verdad.
What do they do when they're done with sumo, Vic?
Eat.
Well, a lot of the guys will become coaches at stables, at sumo stables. Like Hakaho, the great Hakaho, just retired.
Right.
Maybe the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Maybe the greatest of all time. He's now guiding a stable of wrestlers. Hakaho probably makes, you know, appearances around Japan. Just, you know, promoting the sport, cultivating the sport. Hakaho is considered, you know, the GOAT of sumo, I believe. He has won, I believe, 44 tournaments. Amazing, Hakaho. But he just, you know, he just retired last year. But right now, it's wide open in Tokyo for this May tournament. It's wide open. I mean, Aoyama at 5-0 is kind of stunning. And, you know, Ichi Yamamoto at 5-0, also stunning. But, again, don't count out Waka Takakage.
No one's going to count him out.
Yeah.
But, again, Terano Fuji, I believe, is the inside track. He is a Yokozuna. He is, you know, the top of the heap. But I will keep you guys, of course,
yes,
in the loop.
Well, yeah, we're disappointed. The thing's been going on for a week. You didn't tell us.
Well, we have to let it play out a little bit also, Fred.
All right.
Get the flow of the tournament.
Okay.
Yeah, Fred. Get the flow, baby.
Vic.
Send all our energy to Edmonton, Alberta.
You ever been to Edmonton?
I have not.
I've been to Calgary.
Were you in the Stampede, Fred?
I was. I was not. That's not accurate. That's not true. I was not at the rodeo. I was there years ago to watch hockey.
Well, Edmonton, Alberta, man. They call it the Great White North. And the Kings are going up there, man. It's going to be so wild again. Just let it all go. Have some fun. They've won there twice already in that barn.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Do you know the name of the building, Vic?
Rogers?
Correct.
Rogers Arena?
I think it's Rogers Place, but it's Rogers.
Rogers Center?
Yeah.
Well, isn't the one in Vancouver Rogers, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what is Rogers, Vic?
No idea.
A financial firm or bank or something like that.
I thought it was a phone company.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, they're telco and like they're like Comcast, I think. For
Canada,
okay. Kind of.
Mm. Well, don't forget, you can listen on our sister station, AM 1150, as well as, of course, the iHeart Radio app. Just download that, the LA Kings Radio Network.
You know, if they download the app, Vic, they'll be able to podcast the show. And if they podcast the show, they'll be able to hear your wrap-up of the sumo.
Sensational.
How many people do you think will download the podcast just to hear your wrap-up of sumo? How many?
It's a growing surge of sumo fans, Fred.
What do you think? 25,000?
It sounds good to me, Fred. It's a good number.
Yeah. But you don't think that?
I believe it. I believe it. Mm. There's a lot of surging sumo fans, and they share their joy in the ecstasy of the dojo.
Vic, next week, can you come on and give us some sumo terms?
Yes.
And what they mean?
Like waka oi,
What does Haka Oi mean?
Haka Oi.
What does Haka Oi mean?
Go at it. Go at it, fellas.
So they could just say, go at it, fellas, or no. Haka Oi.
Haka Oi, yeah, that's the it's the third man in the ring. You'll see him. It's a fascinating sport. If you watch, it's the third man in the ring who's actually the referee.
Right.
And he has a gorgeous outfit on. Amazing outfit, really.
You know, I would hope the third man in the ring would be the referee and not just a spectator that gets to stand in the middle of it.
No, he is the referee, and he's dictating the action. And he will raise the fighting spirit. He'll go, Haka, Haka Roy, Haka Roy. Or he'll go, no kota, no kota. Oh. The bout is not over. No, no kota, no okay. kota. The bout is not over. No kota.
Is he mic'd?
Yes. Lightly mic'd.
You know, what we need, though, is...
Haka Roy.
No, we understand. What we need, though, is some sumo terms about some of the moves they make. Like, if they move to the right and do something and thrust, that's called a what?
That's a very good question, Fred, because I will do some research on that.
Perfect.
You know, like the arm throw?
Yes.
They call that, or a frontal push out, like an oshidashi.
Right.
Is a frontal arm throw. Absolutely. Those are great terms, Fred.
Thank you, Vic. You were the one that said them, not me.
But really, it's all about the fight, the amazing fighting spirit. Ahakoi!
Okay. Okay.
Of course, it all leads right back to the haiku.
Of course it does.
Of course it does, Vic.
This was by Issa, ISSA.
Okay, one of the legends, one of the classics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Top tier.
Yeah.
Top tier of tranquility. Issa, this haiku for you on this Friday, May the 13th. A butterfly in the garden. The baby crawls. The butterfly flies. The baby crawls and off. The butterfly flies. I'm feeling you, Issa.
I would say that one, Vic. Yeah, Rodney. Vic, I would say that one is just purely observational. Not a lot of meaning in that.
What do you mean, Fred?
Well, there
was. Are you kidding?
What was the meaning? The baby crawls, the butterfly flies. The baby crawls, the butterfly flies. The baby crawls, the butterfly flies off. Feeling you.
It's the joy of life, Fred. I think Issa is just really breaking it down to its most simple components.
Yes.
The joy of life.
And the transitions, Fred, and tranquility. Joy of life, the evolution of life.
A butterfly
crawling,
in the garden.
Flying. Come
a
on,
butterfly
Fred,
and a
head?
Baby, Fred. Butterfly flies, baby crawls.
Yes.
And off, the butterfly flies.
Right.
I'm feeling you.
Yeah, all right, Vic. We got it. No, we're aware of that. So the baby is still crawling and the butterfly is gone, basically. Fair?
Yes.
That was yes. Very, that's very deep then.
It's profound, Fred.
Yeah. Huh. yeah.
Look go out Kings,
the...
go!
No, wait. No, Vic, stop. Look out the window. No. Man walks.
No, Fred, no. Because you're
don't
not coming
try,
from a... You're not coming from a genuine, authentic
no.
place.
All right,
you're
mocking.
Demeaning.
You're
actually
mocking
it, Fred.
I'm not. I'm looking out the window right now.
You're mocking it.
Let me. Exactly. I swear, I'm looking out the window right now.
Rodney, control him.
Can I have some music?
It's Friday.
Is there any more haiku music? Is that possible?
It's Friday, and you're mocking the haiku.
I'm not. I'm going to do an Issa haiku. Looking out the window. Man in a chair. Others walk by. A feeling you.
It's a weak attempt, but but Fred, at least you're cultivating the craft.
No, I'm just talking about what I'm seeing. There's a guy sitting in a chair, and two people walk by, and that's what I said. That was kind of like Issa's haiku. It talks about if you want to get deeper into it, fine. It talks about being sedentary in life, or moving forward. That was the deep meaning of mine. Did you open yourself to that, Vic?
Now that you opened me up to that thought, yes.
Right. So you can have that deep meaning, Fred, but why couldn't you see the deep meaning in Vic's haiku today from Issa?
The butterfly and the baby, Fred.
Baby and the butterfly, Fred.
Look, I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Oof.
That wasn't bad, was it, Vic?
Fred.
All right. Well, Vic, that was a good haiku today. You have a really good weekend, and we'll do.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do it again Monday, okay?
Go Kings, go!
Spring racing is in full swing at beautiful Santa Anita Racing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with millions of payouts every race day. With events and experiences every weekend, explore what's next at santaanita.com. See you at the races. We've still got Dodger tickets to give away for the suite. We'll do that between now and 3 o'clock. And up next, Vinny Bonsignor will join us, and we'll get more into the NFL.
Yeah.
This is your shot to win $1,000. Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website, work. That's work. Enter it now.
AM570LASports.com.
Hey, it's your girl, Nina Chantel. You're listening to my homies, Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful Friday, Rodney Peete, Fred Rogan. We don't care. We don't care. Sometimes we just gotta let Vic go.
Gotta let him go. Glad we got that update on the sumos.
Yes. Who knew? Waka Taka Kage had a brother.
Didn't know that. But, I mean, disappointedly, we didn't even know the sumo was going on this week. He didn't tell us.
No.
It's good. Monday he'll have an update.
Bulgaria in the mix, Fred.
Didn't know that either.
No.
What was his name, Daniel? I thought it was Daniel. Boris. Guy's name was Daniel.
Daniel Stroganoff.
All right. The NFL schedule release, pretty big deal. The NFL's got it figured out. They know how to do these things. We're just going to tell you who's playing who and when. That's a major event. And when we have a major event, we've got to bring out our man, Vinny Bonsignor. Vinny, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm all right. Looking forward to LA to play the Rams game on Thursday. That's going to be, could be, a preview of the Super Bowl. So I'm already fired up.
All right. Well, let's talk about the schedule overall. I made the point to Rodney earlier. Both the Rams and the Chargers have 5 primetime appearances. And, Vinny, that tells me the league believes the Chargers are going to be pretty good.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And the Raiders are on 4 primetime games. So they like what's going on out west. Denver has 5 primetime games. You know, between the AFC West and the NFC West, there's a lot of powerful football. And I think that from between the stars, the storylines, the intrigue, how good all these teams are, the NFL was wise to make sure that they showcase a lot of great football that's about to ready to happen out here west.
Yeah, except for my Detroit Lions, as Fred pointed out to me. Don't get a shot, Vinny.
Give it a couple more years, Rodney. I'm a believer in Brad Hall. It was a big Rams success. Everybody knows that. It's going to take a couple years, but I think the Detroit Lions are actually on the right path.
Hey, Vinny, going to the Rams right now, yes, they're coming off the Super Bowl, but their whole mantra is win now. What's their window, you think? And with a quarterback like Matt Stafford, who's in his late 30s now, what's their window in the terms of winning now? Should they really be focused on winning, you know, another one here in the next 2 to 3 years, and then it's rebuild?
I don't know if rebuild is in Les Snead's vocabulary or Stan Kroenke's vocabulary, but, you know, Matthew Stafford, I think, you know, he's, what, 33 years old, so it's not like he's way, way up there. I think he's still got himself a pretty big window, and, you know, he left a lot on the table in Detroit, so it's not like he was, you know, playing deep into seasons, unfortunately, with the Lions, so I think he's still got a lot of legs up in second life here with the Rams. I mean, what better way to kind of reinvent yourself and get reinvigorated than come to a winning situation in Southern California. So from that perspective, and I think the way the Rams think, I think their window is pretty wide open for a nice little run here. But, you know, football is it's tricky with the salary cap and all that. You have to maximize it. But I would say this next 3 years is wide open for the Rams.
I would agree with you, Vinny. I think the Rams have a really good shot. You know what my concern is? And they're fun to watch, and I really enjoy listening to Sean McVay and Les Snead and these guys laughing. I think people around the country might think they're getting a little cocky.
That's fine. That only adds to that. You know, to me, that adds to the storyline. And yeah, they got caught. Kind of, they didn't. I don't think they realized they were on camera when all that went down with the draft pick with Cole Strange and the Patriots. Although that was the reaction that everybody had when Cole Strange got picked. So it's not like, you know, they were out of line in that regard. Everybody was raising eyebrows. I'm with you. You know, you've got a couple of young, good-looking, charismatic characters in Les Snead and Sean McVay, and a great team and highly successful. People tend to dislike Southern California and Los Angeles as well. So I could see that might grate on people, the more success the Rams have. But so what? Deal with it.
Yeah, they're going to have players, they're going to have teams, they're going to have talent. Renee and I worried about that. And plus, when Sean McVay got here, there are a lot of people that grumbling about this cocky young kid. Why did he get this shot and all that? He was cocky from the beginning, so he's been dealing with that since he came to L.A. I know this latest incident doesn't help, but that's what they kind of been gone by. And they've won a Super Bowl because of it, I think. Because they are brass, because they are F you to the world, and we're going to do it our way and get it done, they got it done. So who's anybody else to really talk about it. Vinny, who's this year's Cincinnati Bengal team, do you think? Who's this team that's going to come out of nowhere and surprise everyone?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. Maybe because Russell Wilson's in Denver, maybe that thing gets turned around pretty quickly. It's hard to do what the Bengals did, that's for sure. And, I think the Chargers have a chance to, they're not quite, you know, obviously they're not going to go from worst to first. But I was talking to somebody the other day, and the Chargers could have very easily been the Bengals last year. Had they gotten into the playoffs, who knows what could have happened or what would have happened once the Chargers got in. So I don't know if there's anyone that's quite, that's there with the Bengals, though, that has that complete mixture with a great young quarterback and great young talent and a favorable schedule and some pixie dust that got thrown on them. So not quite sure who that might be. I think the Raiders have a chance to make some noise in the playoffs. But what I see is definitely a wide-open AFC. But I got to figure that the Buffalo Bills' time is coming. And is it this year? Is this the year that they finally break through and get to a Super Bowl, maybe even win one?
Yeah, and they opened the season. Right, as you pointed out, they opened the season against the Rams. I love, by the way, that the Chargers and Rams play on New Year's Day. I just think that is great. That'll be a fun game.
Well, the NFL schedule makers obviously knew what they were doing, because then, opposite that is the Raiders against the 49ers. So you talk about two West Coast interconference kind of rivals in the same city. I know obviously the 49ers no longer reside in the same area as the Raiders, but they've got a long history up there in the Bay Area that's going to definitely carry over into that game. So the NFL knows what it's doing. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Raiders on December 24th, which would be a day after the 50th year anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. So the Raiders in Pittsburgh, 50 years later, getting it on in Pittsburgh. The NFL knows what it's doing when it comes to these schedules.
Yeah, they do. Vinny, Deshaun Watson, word is he's back in Houston for deposition. Does he start the season, or does he get suspended, you think, before it even starts?
Well, I know from the NFL's perspective, they got to wait to see where it all kind of ends up legally before they're able to even step in and pass any judgment on their own. But if that side of it gets expedited, then you would imagine the NFL at some point is going to hand down a suspension. And it kind of makes you wonder now, if that does happen, which it probably will, I can't guarantee it, but it probably will. But if it does Baker Mayfield, do you keep Baker Mayfield as sort of a insurance policy? What happens if Deshaun Watson gets suspended for the first 7 games of next year? At the very least, you might have Baker Mayfield to kind of bridge that gap. And from Baker Mayfield's perspective, even though he knows that he's not going to be there long term, what a great opportunity for him to maybe showcase himself for another team. So that could be playing into it as well. But at some point and some time, Deshaun Watson is going to get you know, disciplined by the NFL. It's just a matter of when and how many games.
All right. Well, Vinny, thanks for coming on. Thanks for the info. Greatly appreciated as always.
All right. I appreciate it. You guys enjoy a great weekend this weekend.
You too. There goes our man, Vinny Bonsignor, our NFL insider. So, Rodney, you know, we still have some business to conduct before we get out of here.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we do. We've got to give away two more suite tickets.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Let's do it, Fred.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah, let's give something away.
866-987-2570. Who's going to the suite on Tuesday? AM 570 suite. Just for our listeners. It's our listeners only. Who's one of them and who wants to go? What caller number, Rodney?
Eight.
Logan and Rodney.
Rodney Peace.
An athlete.
Rodney Peace.
A father.
Rodney Peace.
An LA icon.
Rodney Peace.
And this guy.
Fred Rogan. AM 570 LA Sports.
Oscar in San Pedro. Way to go.
Oscar!
He did it. He was the right caller. He's joining us in the suite Tuesday at Dodger Stadium for the game against Arizona. By the way, if you didn't win this week, it's okay. Have a good weekend. Get relaxed. Get fired up. Monday,
yes,
four more chances.
Got you.
To join us in the suite.
Got you, Fred.
That's it. Season your breakfast, lunch, and dinners with Chef Marino Seasoning. Featuring over 20 varieties of seasoning, including chicken, fish, and meat. Chef Marino Seasoning is the seasoning partner of the LA Dodgers. Available at your local grocery store or chefmarino.com. Ronnie, Kevin, thank you for a great week. Rodney, we'll get him Monday.
Yes, sir.
What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell to live and die in LA on bail. My people say, live and die in